It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Speaking of friends, we met some new friends, guests from the community today. Mike and Joe are in here talking about a big fishing tournament.
Right.
For the family, which is coming up this weekend. Christian Brotherhood Outdoorsmen is their organization, and it is so good to have both of you in here today, and we learned so much during the Facebook that we'll have to repeat some of it here on the radio for people that, because we get some that watch it just on Facebook, right. Some that just listen on the radio, and then there's a few that do both, so we try to cover all the spectrum of it, but they're both from around this area, Sims, New Boston, and just Bowie County kids.
Yeah.
I'm a Bowie County kid, so there you go. But Christian Outdoorsmen, Brotherhood of Outdoorsmen, you got the idea, it came into your heart, what, do you say back in 2012?
2012.
Okay. Tell us a little bit how that all got started, okay?
As I was saying a while ago, you know, just got to put something on my heart to have an organization or a ministry that the family and the kids could be together and draw the kids in, maybe off the streets and get something going on for them. So, we met in my living room in December 2012. We had 20 people. And as I said, God just started opening doors, and we just started doing activities and events, and it's grown up till today. And it's just been an incredible journey. Mm-hmm. It really has. We can't take any credit for it. We give it all to the Lord, but he has opened doors, and we've walked through them, and he just keeps blessing. And there's just so much we've got to do for the kids. And it started off for the kids, but, it's turned into a family thing. And that's
you kind of help the whole family.
Yeah, the whole spectrum.
Yeah. You said something on Facebook that was right dead on.
Yeah.
And I may misquote you on this, and you correct me. But you said, basically, you get more back than what you're given. You said it in a different way, but it returns more to you because you're giving to people.
Right. You know, it's, you know, what we do, you know, we try to bless people, but when we do, it turns around and winds up being a blessing to us when you help somebody out that's really down and out, and you see the gratitude and appreciation, the blessing turns around on you. It does. It really does.
Well, before we talk about the fishing tournament itself, let's talk a little bit more in depth about what you guys do, because a minute ago you were telling me all kinds of things like food baskets,
right?
Scholarships for kids trying to get in college, just simple as building a ramp for somebody who needs a wheelchair. Right. Talk a little bit about all the different various things you do.
Well, any way we can help people. Like the other day, some man needed the floor was rotting out in his house, mm-hmm. and got with us, and we went over there and we repaired the floor in his kitchen and in his utility room, and that, and carrying these kids fishing is a big deal, and then hunting,
mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, deer hunting.
If you've got a kid that's 9 or 10 years old, has never hunted and gets to shoot a deer, well, it's something to see.
Just getting to go.
Have
the gun in your hand, and hopefully you get a deer. Then it's really, really special. But the same with, like, fishing, you were saying. We took it for granted that, you know, when we were kids, we went fishing with grandpa.
You had somebody
or whoever.
To take you. Yeah.
I had several different people that I went fishing with. But it's not always that way these days. Yeah. Kids don't get to be out in the outdoors sometimes or go fishing.
That's the ones we try to get that parents are don't have a way to carry them or have a place to carry them. Mm-hmm. And then they haven't been, and that's the ones we want, you know, to go.
And talk a little bit about those scholarships for the kids that are in church and are working, and they're trying to get further their education.
Right. Well, if we got several churches around in the area that they've got a senior that's in church, uh-huh. and everything, we will put them in for a scholarship for them, $750 to wherever.
Nice. So important.
Because it is so expensive these days to try to further your education in college or whatever.
Right.
And so that would go a long way to help out. And that it's just great that y'all help in so many different ways, and your membership keeps growing and
exactly.
it gets a little bigger and a little bigger and a little bigger, probably bigger than what you thought it was going to be when you first started. Yeah. And this would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Yeah, it's quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friends, our guests from the community, Mike and Joe from the Christian Brotherhood Outdoorsmen. They've got a big fishing tournament going on this weekend, and they would love to have the whole family involved in it.
Yes, please.
Let the kids help out with catching some fish. Right. And you might win some prizes and some money and such and things like that, prizes.
Make good memories.
It's the 5th Annual Raymond Hanna Memorial Catfish Team Tournament. And you told us on Facebook, but briefly tell us again, Raymond Hanna Memorial. So obviously Mr. Hanna has passed away, but talk about him a little bit and how you decided to name the tournament after him, since this is the 5th annual. Whoever wants to do that.
Raymond was one of our members from the day one, and then a great man of God. He was just, and he loved to fish, and he won the tournament that one time, I believe.
Oh, neat.
And
he was a good fisherman.
Yeah.
Then,
yes. And it just, you know, Mike and them put on the heart to name it after him, and it's been that way. And his wife is a big worker in the
I like that too.
So,
and, so that's how it came to be that name.
Right.
All right. So it's going on this Saturday at Lake Wright Patman, and then the weigh-in is going to be at God's Little Acre at 2 p.m.
Yes.
In Sims, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now talk a little bit about the entry fee, things they might can win, and things like that.
The entry fee is $50 per team. And a team can be a man and woman and a child. It don't have to just be two people. You can only be,
you get your children in there.
Right. Okay.
Get the children involved. And we pay, if there's over 20 entries, we'll pay first, second, and third. That's 50, 30, and 20. Mm-hmm. If there's less than 20, it'll be 60, 40.
Okay.
But,
Yeah, big fish. 7 a.m. is when you first fish time?
Start fishing at 7 a.m.
And then the weigh-in's at 2.
Be there at 2.
Okay.
But me and Mike, or somebody, will be at God's Little Acre at 5:30 or 6 o'clock that morning. Right. Other time, you can sign up there.
Okay.
Or you can see Mike or me, Joe, and call us. Our number's on Facebook there.
Okay, the Facebook page is... Is it Christian Outdoorsman?
Exactly.
Christian Brotherhood of Outdoorsmen is the Facebook page.
Right. I've got it on our website.
Thank you. Oh, it's on our website. Good. Right. So you can go to our website, too, and just get that or whatever. And then you can either register ahead of time or, like I said, they're going to be out there early the day of. And when you say you're going to be out there, where are you going to be at like 5:30 or whatever? Where's that at exactly?
God's Little Acre Church. It's on US 67, but at Sims.
Okay, it's in Sims on 67. Yes. It's actually on 67?
Exactly.
The GPS address is 8880 West 67.
Okay. Highway 67. All right. Yeah. She's getting that. Because some people put it into their little Google map thing or whatever and takes them right to it, you know. So that's where they'll be early on Saturday if you want to sign up then, or you can go to the Facebook or give them a call ahead of time and get it all started so you can be there. And then you said that a lot of times you would have hot dogs, but, well, there's going to be some catfish around this year for the festivities.
Yes, they have a fish fry over there every year right before they have the tent meeting. They have a revival.
Oh, okay.
That's all next week.
Uh-huh.
And they always have a fish fry there, and it just so happened that this all came together at the same time this year.
It worked out perfect.
So they, right after the weigh-in and 3 or 4 o'clock, you can eat fish.
Good plan.
So, I think that is a good
plan.
But
we will have a little devotional there, too. So nice. Over there before everything gets out of hand there, you know. So,
So it sounds like a day of family and a day of fun. And then talk about the proceeds. You're going to help out kids later this summer. So talk about that.
Yes. The proceeds go to area churches that have that's a child that needs help to go to summer camp.
Okay.
That's where our proceeds go to that. And the
so this
camp.
Is, you know, it'll help out kids that maybe their family, they're struggling a little bit. They don't know if they can pull together the money to send them to summer camp. And every kid deserves the chance to go
most
to summer
definitely.
Camp.
Exactly.
It's gotten so expensive. I mean, it's outrageous. Anymore.
It is.
Yeah, it's kind of like everything else. It is outrageous. And so they need the help. And so that's what the proceeds will go to help out the kids trying to get to summer camp. So, I don't know. You can't do much better than this. The weather looks good for Saturday.
Unplugged,
looks perfect for fishing. So, but check out that Facebook page, Christian Brotherhood of Outdoorsmen. And can you give your phone number out, or you want to or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Joe, mine is 903-824-4198.
All right.
And call me anytime.
All right.
And Mike is 903-278-1764. And I might add, you don't have to be in the tournament. You don't have to fish. Just come hang out and have a good time. The coffee pot will be going about 5:30 in the morning.
Smart. Yeah.
We'll be there all day. So just it'd just be a great time just to come hang around and see what's going on.
You don't have to fish. You don't have to fish. But be sure and donate a little bit, though.
Please do. Yeah.
All right. But we're talking with Mike and Joe, and we're talking about the fishing tournament they got coming up this weekend. It's a family-oriented event, and they want to see the family out there fishing. You can win a prize.
And right.
Have a good time fellowship. And unplugged. It all goes and get you some catfish to eat when it's all said and done. It all goes to help out kids who need the help to get to summer camp.
Right.
So we like that, and we like that a lot. All right, let's see here. I told them we'd get them to play a game, and here we go, okay?
Okay, let's do this.
The game today is true or false.
So all right.
I'm
going to
tell you something, and you decide whether it's true or false. And okay. 1 billion seconds.
Mm-hmm.
1 billion seconds is about 12 years if you made that into years. 1 billion seconds is 12 years. Is that true? Or is that false?
It doesn't seem long enough.
So you say...
I say false.
False, there's not enough years in there.
Right.
Y'all agree with her?
More years than that.
Y'all agree with her?
At least
yes.
Double.
Okay. Yes. False.
Well, that's good, because it is quite false.
Yay!
It's actually about 20 years more than that. 32 years
wow.
is 1 billion seconds.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. I bet these guys know this.
I bet.
I really do. Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln... and Teddy Roosevelt are the four U.S. presidents whose faces are carved on Mount Rushmore. Is that true or false? Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt, are they the faces on Mount Rushmore?
You guys know this one.
True.
It is quite true. Yes,
yes
they are. Okay.
Gotta be a trick question.
Yeah, it is kind of.
Funny laugh, well, you know it's gonna be a good one.
Well, I don't know. You all have to guess on this one. Cause the 100 billionth crayon made by Crayola. That's a lot of crayons.
Yes.
The 100 billionth crayon made by Crayola was simply white. Is that true or false? They've made a lot of crayons, obviously, over the years. Was it simply white? It's a 50-50 guess.
Nah, I think it'd be a fancier color.
A fancier color?
Yeah.
Do y'all agree with her?
I agree with
her. Okay. Well, once again... y'all are right. It was a fancier color. Anna would know this, I'm sure. Periwinkle blue.
Yeah, it's kind of a lilac color.
Really?
Yeah.
If you told me periwinkle blue, I'd be going, what?
Yeah.
What is that?
What is a periwinkle?
Yeah.
Yeah, we never agree on colors anyhow.
Let's see here. Grand Rapids, Michigan is the SpaghettiOs capital of the world. Kids love SpaghettiOs.
Okay.
In the can. Grand Rapids, Michigan, the SpaghettiO capital of the world. Is that true?
Sure. Sounds dumb enough to be true.
Y'all think it's true?
I do.
Yeah, well, you're right. Per capita consumption is the highest in that city of anywhere.
What's its nutritional value?
I don't know. I don't know, but they say there are more than 1,750 O's in a 15-ounce can of SpaghettiOs.
Wow, we needed to know that one.
But who counted that?
Some man.
Yeah, that's what I
That was his job from 9 to 5.
Okay, this one's a little strange. We'll finish with a little strange.
Right.
A black cow is a chocolate soda with chocolate ice cream. And it dates back to many, many, many moons ago, many years ago, before these guys were born.
Yeah, I remember
it dates back
these.
Before these guys were born. Is that true or false?
It's true.
It is true.
It's so good.
The term dates back from the Roaring Twenties. That would be the 1920s. Another term for a black cow drink was a mud fizz.
Yeah, my grandpa loved those.
Now, they've been around, these two guys have been around a while, but they hadn't been around since the 1920s.
No, they have not. But have you had a black cow?
No.
They're good. You need to have one.
Yes.
You have? Okay.
They're good.
But he wasn't around in the 20s.
No, none of us were.
No.
None of us.
My daughter. Okay, I had her a little
she
late
thinks,
in life. I had her a little late in
she
life.
She thinks we're ancient.
Yeah, I know. I had her a little late in life, and I'll just go ahead and say it. It's okay. I don't care. I was born in the... Well, I can't say it. I'll go ahead and say it. I'll go ahead and say it.
Shh. Don't
I was born
anyone.
In 1960. Okay. And my
you're still a baby.
And my daughter always when I say something or I do something and it's kind of cliche-ish type thing or whatever, and she goes, "Oh, Dad, That's so 1950s.
It's like I wasn't born
and it's
then.
Like I wasn't born in the 50s. It was 60. All right.
Those years count.
Well, the fishing tournament is this weekend, so go to the Facebook page, the Christian Brotherhood of
Outdoorsmen.
If I can read Outdoorsmen, I can't read.
I forgot your glasses on the board.
And get involved in the tournament. Thank you guys so much for coming in. We appreciate it. It sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun.
Go ahead.
We have our calendar of events on our Facebook page also. It'll give you the list of everything we're doing for the whole year.
Fantastic. Right.
Check that on their Facebook. Enjoy the tournament. Enjoy fellowship. Enjoy some catfish and have a great time. Weather's going to be good. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.